There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. So we've been talking about this issue of this young lady who is in school here, in middle school, in nearby, actually, to where we do the show. But it could have happened anywhere. And apparently she hasn't been standing for the Pledge of Allegiance for some time. Now,
good for her.
I can tell you that this would have been a pretty big deal not to stand for the pledge in my school. Now, I remember getting a bit of in some trouble over simply standing quietly and not doing anything else.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, whatever my reasons were, you know, in high school, I was reading these anarcho-communist books and, you know, coming to my conclusions on politics and these sorts of things. And, yeah, you know, I mean, I would look at my opinions back then and call them immature today.
Certainly.
But that doesn't mean the way you get mature opinions is by having immature ones. Not by being told what is right and what is wrong, what is correct and what is incorrect your whole lives. That's a myrmidon.
No, I mean, you could tell people what's right and what's wrong their whole lives. I just don't know that the centralized state is necessarily the best person to tell you.
But, okay, so the state isn't telling you. The state isn't the one generally making you say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Some teacher paid thereby.
And it's just social pressure. Mostly by people who don't spend a great deal of time thinking about these particular issues. You know, what do they think about how often politicians use the flag to get shade their activities and skulk around behind it? I don't think they do. I think they say many people, brave young men, have sacrificed their lives for that flag. Therefore, you should have reverence for it. That's it. That flag stands for the Bill of Rights and stuff.
Thanks for being dead, soldier. Swell thing of you to do.
Well,
too bad every war you ever fought in lost freedom for us. Way to go, pal.
I think that, you know, many people look at the struggle for, you know, World War II, right? And they say that gained freedom for Jews. And that's hard to disagree with. It certainly did. But I would say that there was not the reason that the United States or, frankly, any other government went to war. You could see that the United States turned away what they call a ship of the damned, if you want to go look it up. This is a ship full of Jews trying to find some place to go. Couldn't find any place to land.
And the United States government was like, go take a shower.
Yeah. And that's what happened. I think to a person, they all died. So if the U.S. wanted to save some Jews, there was an opportunity to do that.
Right. That's just a little war propaganda.
Right. So but some people would say that it had to do with an attack on Pearl Harbor. I think there's a pretty good argument for that. I don't think that the Empire of Japan at the time was a particularly nice organization. But it bears pointing out that the United States government was disallowing U.S. companies from selling oil to Japan because of their actions in China.
Yeah, that's that thing about borders. Like, if goods and services don't cross over them, soldiers have this funny tendency of doing it.
Yeah, generally that's the case. So, you know, that's worth looking at. There's also the McCullough memo where this Pentagon, essentially, official wrote, you know, this is why we have to go to Japan, we have to go to war with Japan, and, you know, there's this all, you know, laid out idea, and it's believed, like, indisputably, that FDR would have seen this. Now, a lot of people say things about pulling the ships into the harbor and that there's a conspiracy theory surrounding that. There's not a lot of evidence for that. But you can look up the McCullough memo today.
Well, and you can see that, right before there's an attack on it, you put, like, the entire fleet there. I mean, at the very best, you're talking about a huge strategic blunder in the middle of a world war.
Well, it would be the beginning of a world. Well, I guess it was the middle of the World War, and they had already a Japanese. Okay, yeah. It's difficult to argue with you.
Like the entire planet is killing each other. Let's put all our military in this one spot and make sure that they stay safe.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out, clearly. So, the American people were upset. I don't know that they necessarily had to sink a ship in Pearl Harbor in order to get the U.S. to go to war, but I can tell you a lot of young men signed up after that occurred. So they were either successful or it was they overplayed their hand, whatever it might be. Anyway, let's go on here with the young lady. She was told by the teacher to she was motioned to stand up. She shook her head no. Once the pledge was over, the student was told by the teacher that it wasn't okay for her to sit during the salute. The teacher's father was in the military, and Fatima, that's the student's, her actions were disrespectful. The teacher continued that if Fatima wanted to sit during the pledge, she should leave the room. Then Fatima says, then she told me to leave the classroom, and I sat out in the hallway for a while. Fatima said she felt embarrassed and upset, especially with the exchange taking place in front of the entire class of about 17 or 18 students. After about 10 minutes, Fatima said the teacher came back and had her come back into the classroom, and the teacher said that the students told the students that anyone who didn't participate in the pledge would have to wait outside the classroom until the salute was done. At that point, Fatima said she left the class and walked out of the school. On her way home, she was picked up by a Swansea police officer who brought her back to the school and left her with the assistant principal, according to the police report.
Okay, so now we're going to send armed kidnappers out to grab you if you walk away from our little religious fantasy world.
Yeah, apparently Fatima will be allowed to exercise her legally protected right not to stand for the flag, and she is no longer in that class, according to the assistant principal. Wow, I'm really kind of surprised that they sent... See, with this new homeschooling thing, do they have the right to go and grab a kid off the side of the road? A 14-year-old can walk home, right?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be the theory, right? The thing is, and I mean, it has happened to me before that, like, I mean, this is in New York, though, that, like, yeah, if you were cutting out of school, like, you're supposed to be in school, then the school will, like, report you as missing, and then the police will come and get you. And it's not like a normal missing persons report where you need to be 24 hours or whatever it is. A school says, hey, go get them, and they go get them.
Well, with homeschooling, you can essentially quit school anytime you want.
Right.
There's different philosophies of homeschooling out there. One of them is called unschooling, and that basically is no school at all. Now, young people learn things anyway, and they're naturally curious, and it's right for some kids, probably not right for others, but I think it's kind of interesting they're able to go and grab this girl.
I was just talking to Tom Woods. He just finished the Ron Paul homeschool curriculum.
Yeah.
So, if you're thinking about maybe I don't want my child to be humiliated and kidnapped off the streets because she doesn't want to participate in a flag-worshipping ceremony, then maybe you go figure that one out.
Let's talk to Richard calling in from Pennsylvania. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to talk about this clip that I saw on Reddit. And so Freeze Keen was actually on Stephen Colbert's show, and I was wondering maybe you can take a look at the clip. You can probably find it.
I'm pretty familiar with it.
Yeah, I was. I'm the guy they called the enforcer. I'm carrying the gun that was in that clip right now.
Yeah, I was wondering maybe if you could talk about it or something. If there is something to talk about it, I just thought it was pretty funny.
It's old news to us, but I mean, if you have a question about it, I'll answer it.
Well, I guess how do you feel about it?
Look, we expected the Colbert Report to come here and make fun of us, right? So, I mean, there was a lot of sort of hand-wringing that they tried to make us look stupid. But, I mean, that's what it's a comedy show. That's what they do, right? We were just sort of happy to get people, you know, looking at what it is that we're doing here. It certainly got me and Freakeen, you know, traffic bumps to our websites and drew a lot of attention to the very serious work that we're doing here.
Richard, I'm going to keep you on the line. I want to hear a little bit more of what you got to say. Just put you on hold here. 855-450-3733. Your call's up next. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Cantwell.
From ChristopherCantwell.com. Sitting in, our guest host here from your blog. Tell me what's going on over there.
What's going on up there? The latest article is responding to some criticisms. As we discussed last night, I had an incident where I had to pull my weapon on some lunatics on Main Street on Saturday, and there was all sorts of hand-wringing about that. So I have a response to four of the most popular criticisms is up at the top there, and just below that there's the video of the actual incident and an episode of Radical Agenda where we're talking about that and polyamory.
And that has been blowing up.
Yeah, I had over 500,000 hits on the video.
Really? I thought I figured it'd get somewhere to a million. Anyway, Richard wanted to call in and talk about the Colbert Report video that he had just recently run across. And this is the sort of the wonders of the internet. He just recently run across this video that it's pretty old news for us. I don't know if it's been a year, but it's pretty darn close.
I think that my video ended up bringing this back to the forefront. So a lot of like the Stop Free Teeners and all the local haters, everywhere they see my video, they post up this thing about the enforcer, right? Because the Colbert Report came here, for those who are not familiar, the Colbert Report came to Keene to talk about us doing the Robin Hooding, putting coins in parking meters before the meter maid can write a ticket. And I had just moved back to Keene, like, on that day. I was not planning to go down there. I wasn't planning to be with the Colbert Report, but somebody had just been assaulted in Central Square. So I went down there, open carrying my handgun. This is a camera crew from New York. They're like, wow, this guy has a gun, and I can see it. And they got really interested in that, so they labeled me the enforcer. And so a lot of people who took issue with my video wanted to bring it back to that and be like, this guy's just looking for an excuse to kill somebody, was sort of the commentary.
Yeah, honestly, the Colbert Report's cobbled together. It's a bunch of nonsense. Have you ever done any Robin Hooding?
Yeah, I've done some Robin Hooding, and that's the other thing too. Like, I did Robin Hooding in like 2012 or 2013 maybe, mm-hmm. and in the course of that, I was one of the more controversial Robin Hooders, right? So I was the one who would go and sort of berate the meter maids while we were doing it, whereas most of the people who did it were pretty calm about it. They were just putting coins in meters and recording them.
But you weren't part of the Robin Hooding lawsuit. I thought you had.
No, I wasn't part of the lawsuit, but they took one of my videos in there like evidence for the lawsuit, and I wasn't even a party to it. They're just trying to make it out like this is happening every day when some comedian from New York comes up and starts berating people.
So, Richard, your thoughts?
Yeah, so I guess I just saw that a little bit later because I saw that on Reddit when the video of the video of Chris Cantwell defending himself against those people who were starting some sort of particular domestic abuse sort of situation or something like that.
Yeah.
So I guess because of that, some people on Reddit picked that up and put up the Stephen Colbert thing. So
I guess it's worth doing. I mean, I can see why people would want to say, oh, yeah, well, there's another, you know, important video of him.
Yeah, it's here's this guy. Oh, my God, he had a gun last year. And all of a sudden, he pulled it out on somebody almost an entire year later.
Yeah, so go ahead. I just kind of find that funny about the leftists, because I used to be a leftist myself, and I never really used to be against guns because I have always seen them as something to defend yourself against other people, even when I was a leftist. So I don't know where people are getting the idea just because, you make guns harder to get, that, like, people aren't going to go out and shoot other people, because the entire thing is, it doesn't matter how many laws you put up, criminals are still going to get guns and go out and shoot people that are unarmed.
Yep.
Yeah. So. If you make guns harder to get, you make guns harder to carry, then the best case scenario of my incident on Saturday night is I turn into Kung Fu Master and fight off four assailants, right? That's the best outcome. What more likely happens is these guys drag me into an alley and beat me unconscious and take everything I have.
Exactly.
I love how the folks who are going after you on this really don't ever take a look at the other side. We're talking about some people who were drunk on Main Street, right next to people's homes, screaming their heads off with their shirts off. I mean, these...
And it was chilly out that night. I had a jacket on, right? These people are not in their right minds. And I'm like, hey, this sounds like it might become violent. I better take out my camera and make sure nobody gets hurt. And sure enough, the incident turned violent. Seems like my, you know, assessment was spot on. And good thing I was able to stop them before they caused me serious bodily harm.
And stop them from getting in the car, their drunk asses, and driving away.
Well, there's that.
So anyway, Richard, any last thoughts?
It's just gonna one more thing. That also brings up the question whether or not that actually goes against the non-aggression principle to try to get in the middle of a bad situation and stop anything bad from happening.
No, for me to stand in the middle of the street with a camera well away from them, recording them in a public space, is absolutely not a violation of a non-aggression principle or any law in the United States. It's a foundationally ridiculous statement that people would make that claim about me. I'm not saying that you're making it, but some people have made it, that I'm an aggressor because I'm out there like, hey, I think these people are violent and crazy, so I will record them, and wow, they really are violent and crazy. I guess I have to defend myself. There's no case to be made for that. People put up recordings of all types of incidents on the internet every single day, and nobody makes that claim against them. It's only when they come and attack me and I pull out my gun and it's Christopher Cantwell doing it that they make that claim. And the people who make it, they're not honest.
Thanks for the call, Richard. Oh, sorry, 855-450-FREE. We got other calls on the line here. Let's go to Corey calling in from Minnesota. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I've kind of caught the tail end of what you were talking about, politicians hiding behind the flag. And the gentleman you have on tonight, the enforcer, made a comment that with every war and the dead soldiers, we've lost right. And that one really chapped my butt.
Okay. All right. So
coming with that.
Okay. Can you tell me what liberty was gained by what war?
What was lost?
What was lost? I don't know. A lot of lives and tax dollars and inflation. And
there was the Alien and Sedition Act. Alien Sedition Act that came under the Adams administration. What was the one during World War One where during the Civil War, Lincoln suspended habeas corpus and silenced the press?
Yeah, World War One had some kind of sedition act that, you know, aiding the enemy or something like that if you said positive things about them.
I mean, of course, if you were have a Japanese surname in World War Two, you got incarceration. So, I mean, it's certainly a good argument that liberties have been lost during sort of the time frames of the war. What do you think about that, Corey?
Well, the biggest thing was, wow, the dead soldiers, they're the ones. Boy, you guys died foolishly to the losing of right. That one really was...
Okay,
he's saying that he's offended by this thing that actually happened, and I don't know what to say to that.
Okay, well, let's bring him back, get him a little more time here to make sure that we're clear on what we're talking about. Corey, please hold the line. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. We give away our archives. They're going back for many, many, many years at archives.freetalklive.com. Yep, most of those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their archives. We don't do that. You can go get them at archives.freetalklive.com. So Corey called in the end of the last segment, and he took some issue with what you had said, Cantwell, regarding, I don't know exactly what the statement was. But
the statement was that every time there's a war, we lose freedom. So people who tell me they're dying for my freedom, I don't find the claim credible.
Well, okay. he basically said that, hey, the dead soldiers, ha-ha, you didn't die for crap. That's basically what it came across.
Well, what I think the remark that you're coming across there is when people are saying, oh, you thank you for dying for my freedom, I'm saying that these people are essentially saying, hey, thanks for being dead, soldier. That was the actual remark that was sort of sarcastic in nature. You know, and I'm saying that it's foundationally ridiculous for somebody to say, thank you for being dead, soldier, because the fact of the matter is they didn't go over there and fight for my freedom. They might have, maybe they believed that pitch, but that's short attention span theater, because as we started to say before we went out, you know, every time there's a war, things get worse in the country that's going to the war, right? We have the, you know, the Alien and Sedition Acts, we have taxes, we have inflation, we have the Patriot Act, the TSA. I mean, how many different examples do we need?
I'll give you the one for this last Gulf War, Iraq and Afghanistan, the Patriot Act. But what rights were lost during the first Gulf War, what rights were lost during the Vietnam War or the Korean War, if you go back to the internment of Japanese people in America during World War II, we admitted that was wrong. Are we still interning them? Absolutely not.
No, but it sets precedence, right? So governments set precedent, and then they say, hey, we have a power now, right? That's a loss of freedom.
Well, I would say this, Corey, and I'm willing to go ahead and say that there is no relationship between the fighting of wars, the death of soldiers, and freedom in the United States. I'm not going to say that necessarily, you know, one's greater than the other. We can say from, say, the 1880s until now, if you happen to be a white male, that your freedoms have diminished. However, freedoms for, you know, blacks and women have probably increased in that time frame. So it gets kind of murky. But I don't think that the soldiers do you believe the soldiers fight for freedom, or do you believe that they fight so that Washington can continue to go about doing its business?
You know, if that were the fact, I would have never have joined the military in 1988 if I thought it was just for Washington. Part of it is part of our freedom. You put on the uniform to serve.
Right, but to serve what master?
Serve whom? You're not listening to serving me.
In a sense, you are.
Well, okay, then come wash my car. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Corey! Corey, let's use proper terminology, because we have been lied to and indoctrinated our entire lives by statists, okay?
I do not disagree with that at all.
If we don't use good terminology, then we will continue to be lied to. The serving you did were to your direct superiors, who did serving to direct superiors on up to the president and other politicians in Washington, D.C.
All of whom were paid by taking money from me without my consent through coercive violence and through inflation.
And I would also say that many of these wars, probably the war you fought in, Corey, probably didn't need to be fought in.
Try three of them.
Okay. Do you think that the people that died, the brave men and women that died, do you think they actually died for something? And if so, what is it? I'd like to know.
Essentially, freedom of the United States.
That's so ethereal, Corey. I can't quantify that in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, you might as well have just said God and country. I mean, it's a...
Well, no, then you have never put on the uniform to understand it fully.
But no, see, this is you're redirecting.
Completely unfair, Corey. We've had veterans call in here and say that they were paid killers working for liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. I haven't come out and said that. So, I mean, you've got to rebut. There's plenty of veterans who do not feel the way that you do. You can't hoist up the flag or the uniform and say, I speak for the veterans. Well, that's not.
But in a certain part, we have worked for liars and thieves.
Well, I got a buddy by the name of Adam Kokesh, right? He's a Marine veteran from the Iraq War, and he's gotten with an organization called Iraq Veterans Against the War, right? And he says a lot of the things that we're saying. I'm in no small part repeating the words of a Iraq War veteran about wars throughout history, not just in the United States, everywhere in the world. When countries gear up to go to war, they're usually up to no good. And usually when you're going to go kill a bunch of strangers, it's not probably for a good reason, right?
Yes.
Okay, but so when you put on a uniform that guarantees you're going to kill a bunch of strangers, what do you think?
Do you think every job in the military is killing people?
Every job in the military is based around killing people. You are at the best support staff to that killing machine.
But you're not directly pulling the trigger.
Well, they arrested Al Capone's accountants, too.
Sure did.
but that was for a much bigger. That again, that's not comparing apples to apples.
Well, I don't know how to address it. Not every job in the military is a paid killer, but I've been told that every guy in the Army is a soldier first, and then after that, there's something else. So, I mean, well, then you're saying that that you're saying yes, they are.
You have to be trained in basic stuff through the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy. But there is a bigger job to that, too.
Well, I don't want to vilify the average individual who's gone in because they want some college money or because they've been indoctrinated into believing that, you know, that everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. is good, just, right, and fair. I don't want to vilify that person because I don't think they've had a chance to experience the world enough to get an idea. They're just too young. But we have to point out it's based on the guns and the backpacks of those people that the folks in Washington, D.C. are able to do everything they've done.
War is the health of the state.
And war is hell.
Indeed it is. Thank you for the call, Corey.
The health of the state is hell, certainly.
One of the things that is difficult about this is I get where the military guys come from, but when you talk about the, you know, you wouldn't know what it's like to wear the uniform. It kind of says that my opinion isn't as valid as theirs.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's just trying to shut down the discussion. And, I mean, look, I understand the concept of, hey, I will put myself in harm's way to help others. I mean, that's what I told NH1 about the situation that I was in on Main Street the other night when I had to pull a gun on some people. I will put myself in harm's way to help others. And if people try to harm me in the course of that, I will end lives. I get that, right? I like the idea of fighting evil, which is why I am vehemently and ruthlessly anti-government, because government is the number one purveyor of evil in the world. So when you put on the uniform and you serve the government, I don't take that with a whole lot of credibility, because I don't think it takes much to figure this out.
When you say the government, you don't mean the U.S. government. You mean the concept of the state generally.
The state, the global institution of coercion.
Let's go to Dax calling in from Dallas. Dax, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going swell.
For the previous caller, I hate to tell him, but truth is treason in an empire of lies. So
sure I think is. He gets that. It can be hard to hear these things mentioned in a rough fashion, in a frank and glib way.
Yeah, but I called to tell Cantwell. You know, seeing the video, I think that's how any responsible person who has concealed carry or any other license would conduct themselves. So great job on the way you handled yourself and, you know.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. I mean, most of the criticism that has come in is not from, you know, pro-gun communities, except that they would say, like, hey, average gun owner, you probably shouldn't insert yourself in that situation, which is not terrible advice. I mean, I'm a guy who does this for a living, right? I've live-streamed riots and SWAT raids. It's kind of my thing to rush into danger.
Yeah, if you have any opinions about what, thanks for the call, Dax, what Cantwell did, I'd love to hear it. What critique? 855-450-3733. You got him right here. He's the big YouTube star now. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been... Well, been talking about the sort of the military topic here the last couple of segments, and you know, Free Talk Live, we take a stand that's not entirely popular in talk radio. So, but I hope we do a reasonably good job of defending it. If you want to reach a bunch of people with the ideas of liberty, a great place to do it is from the back of your car with a bumper sticker from libertystickers.com. I have one that says, Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. I like that one. You can check out their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. You know people love to read bumper stickers. You've scooted forward in a line of traffic just so you can get a better look at them. It's libertystickers.com. Let's go to Adam calling in from Massachusetts, listening to LRN.FM. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to chime in. I'm interested about the caller of two calls ago. He was it seems like he's still kind of disillusioned with the whole service in the military. I myself am a combat veteran. I did 4 deployments to the Middle East. And when I was growing up, I had a lot of liberal friends, and I actually felt like kind of a rebel. I was a fan of Bill O'Reilly and voted for George Bush and everything like that. But during my service, I kind of started learning, and that's when I kind of started becoming a libertarian and kind of really struck home with the ideas of liberty. But when you mentioned Al Capone and the caller was saying you need to compare apples to apples, it actually reminded me of this quote from Smedley Butler. Have you guys ever read War is a Racket?
I have read War is a Racket. I could go through, I think, three times. It has to be one of the worst written books out there, but it has so much good information in it. He writes it in sort of his speaking style, which is very country.
True. I just wanted to share this one quote that I remembered, and I looked it up real quick, if you don't mind me sharing it.
Go right ahead.
It kind of clears.
You can share Smedley Butler on these airwaves anytime.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the quote goes, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active duty military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. I helped make Mexico and especially Tampico safe for American oil interests in 1914. I helped Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefit of Wall Street. I helped purify Nicaragua for the international banking house of Brown Brothers in 1902 to 1912. I brought light to the Dominican Republic for the American sugar interests in 1916. I helped make Honduras right for the American fruit companies in 1903. In China, 1927, I helped see that Standard Oil went on its way unmolested. Looking back on it, I might have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was operate in his racket in three districts, and I operated on three continents.
Another thing to point out about Smedley Butler, for those that wish to diminish him, he won the Medal of Honor two times. There are very few human beings who did that. He almost won it. He would have won it a third had he not been an officer at the time. They weren't giving it to officers, but they did give it to
him. He won the officer version of the Medal of Honor. It's a different name, but he did get it as an officer.
Yeah, but I can't legitimately say that he won the Medal of Honor three times. But I think that makes him, would have made him the most decorated, military whatever in history. But, I don't know.
Guy might have known a thing or two about the industry he was in.
Indeed, he did. He was in a fight with Blackjack Pershing, and that's the reason he didn't get to go to World War I. He really wanted to go. But nonetheless, a true American patriot in many ways. Thanks for the call, Adam.
Yep. Thank you.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Chris in Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Mark and Gunslinger. I just wanted to explain to the last the caller that we're all ranting on how free we actually are upon this landmass called the United States of America, and give my opinion as to what the military could actually be doing to preserve our freedoms.
Okay.
How free we actually are? Well, we're all controlled by these racketeering organizations that call themselves cities, towns, and states that tell us that we will use their services or they will come and break our legs. You know, pretty much just like Al Capone saying, use my garbage company or I'll come break your legs. But they'll throw us in a cage and their don called the judge will issue some kind of edict to make them go out and do it. That's basically that. They're just organized crime syndicates purporting to be under some color of law.
Hey, now you hang on a second there. It's completely legal for them to do all of that.
Yeah, they wrote it down. They wrote it down and they stamped it, and then they said a prayer.
Hold on, just a second, Chris. There are some similarities between organized crime and the government, and all you have to do is sort of look at the distinguishing features of organized crime, and then sort of ask yourself, well, how does that relate to the government? In what ways does it relate? And
it's a rose by any other name.
Yeah, it's the same thing, only more successful.
Now,
to be successful, it has to morph in some way, right? Like you have to give the constituency some illusion of choice. But when you're just picking between the average Republican and the average Democrat every 2 or 4 years, you don't really have a choice. It's the red statist or the blue statist.
The difference between the government and the mafia is the talent of their propagandists.
Go ahead,
pretty
Chris.
Pretty much the size and scope of their empire. And in the military, if they were actually looking out for our freedom, they would be marching upon the Federal Reserve Building and issuing a cease and desist order and every other unconstitutional agency like the ATF, DEA, et cetera, and shutting them down and hauling them into some kind of courtroom and, you know, hanging them for crimes against humanity.
I love that shirt. If the troops protected freedom, they'd attack the government.
Well, they would march on the Federal Reserve and issue a cease and desist order. Boy, let me tell you how that irks my local talk show neocon host when I get that point out across his airways.
But he likes the Federal Reserve. Most people don't have any really particularly positive viewpoint on the Federal Reserve.
Well, he seems to be like a libertarian co-opting propagandist that I kind of noticed a trend of nationwide in the past couple of years where they stay there.
So it's Paul Krugman on the SiriusXM Patriot Network.
I'm a libertarian, so but we got to illegalize marijuana to protect the cops, and the Federal Reserve is good. Basically, that's what they are.
Yeah, if you're claiming to be a libertarian and you're arguing for marijuana to be illegal and you're arguing for the Federal Reserve, you don't know what a libertarian is.
No, I think he said that he wanted to legalize marijuana to protect the cops. Was that the...
I think he could possibly be some kind of, you know, let's get conspiratorial. We know Mockingbird, Operation CIA Mockingbird did exist. These people, these agents have to still be out there in the media, you know, propagandizing the poor, unwashed masses to some degree, right?
Right. There are no shortage of people who are trying to hijack libertarianism, and you know, some of them are far better at mimicking libertarian rhetoric than others. But I imagine that the gentleman that you're talking about, if he's pro Federal Reserve, probably hasn't even I don't even think that he's like I don't think he's some kind of agent, if I'm honest with you, because any government educated anti liberty propagandist would know that any libertarian would hear pro Federal Reserve and change the station.
I'll tell you what, I put it out here right now. If anybody at the Federal Reserve actually makes agents, just go ahead, give me a call. I want to negotiate what the check size is going to be. I'll change my position on gold and value-backed currency. All you have to do is write me a check on a regular basis. I'm down for it.
But you would not argue that there's probably some propagandists within the media syndicates still today, as in were uncovered by the Frank Church hearings back in the 70s.
They don't need them.
I absolutely believe that. I mean, look, you've got a near completely controlled, you know, mainstream communications. Look, a radio station can't get on without a license. The FCC licenses for broadcast stations. There's all sorts of stuff in you know, even cable TV and likely satellite as well.
Every station that airs Free Talk Live has its license through the FCC, and none of them's lost it because of what we say or Alex Jones or anybody else.
In the morning, their local news readers read the same canned news nationwide. You know, most of it's having to do with American Idol and like grooming sheep, but then they inflict some little pro-war propaganda, be it NPR, the local neocon station.
What a surprise! Like, people are taught or picked for their voices or their faces in order to deliver the news. I wouldn't disagree with you on that, but I don't think they. Propagandists? No, I think that they, you know, in many ways, the media just worships the government like so many citizens do. They don't take seriously their vow to the American people, which is to hold responsible those in the state.
I don't know that they've made a vow to do that. I think they've made a vow to their advertisers to make money.
855. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Or you can use Skype. It's lrn.fm. 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.